Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This film is sponsored by Innovate. Their new Trailfly Ultra G280 trail running shoe has a nitrogen-infused midsole for more bounce underfoot and graphene grip for great traction. Fly with boundless energy this winter. This film is sponsored by Bridgedale. Their storm socks are 100% waterproof, windproof, breathable, durable, and available in 3 levels of cushioning and warmth, making them the ideal choice for wet, muddy trail running this winter. Bridgedale, little things matter. Hello and welcome back to Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel. I'm Claire, the author of the Ultimate Trail Running Handbook, and today I am reviewing 10 budget head torches to light up your trails without burning a hole in your wallet. See what I did there? These are between 20 and 40 pounds. You want at least 200 lumens of brightness to run on trails at night. You want a waterproof rating of IPX4 or higher in case it rains, and large buttons that are easy to find and use with gloves on in the cold. Battery life depends on how long you're running for, and there are various options for spare batteries and recharging here. And at the end is a handy table full of stats so you can compare them all if you're a proper geek like me. If you fancy buying any of these head torches, please use my affiliate links in the film description below, because that helps me out at no extra cost to you, so that's much appreciated. And remember to click like and subscribe to the channel, it's free, so you don't miss out on any upcoming gear reviews and training advice from Wild Ginger Running. On with the reviews. The imaginatively named Hoka headlamp is the cheapest in this test at only £20. It's comfy, easy to adjust, and having used this during the night covering the UTMB this year, I am surprised at the strength of the light it kicks out for its lightweight of 76 grams and listed brightness of 120 lumens on max power. So frustratingly, the lighting stats are very minimal on the Hoka website. All it says is 120 lumens on max power and 50 on the low setting, but nothing about the beam length or the burn times. The website also doesn't mention that you can scroll from high to low to blue light twice and then a red light and then a red flashing light either. I wasn't sure what the blue light was for. It's not a flash, so it's not party mode. So I Googled it and it's pretty gruesome. Apparently, the blue light is good for tracking the blood of injured prey and night fishing. Who knew? There are no details about how waterproof this head torch is either. There's a rubber ring around the battery case, but there's also no real reason to open it, seeing as you can't change the rechargeable battery and charging is via USB underneath. So this could have been made closed completely and more waterproof. So the verdict, the Hoka headlamp is only £20, but I'd probably go for a slightly more expensive head torch with more concrete stats around burn time, waterproofing and beam length. It is surprisingly bright, but who knows how long it will last for. I would keep watching, unless of course you need that blue light for stalking your injured prey. The Alpkit Viper is a really great value head torch at only £25. It weighs in slightly on the heavy side at 106 grams, but it has the addition of an overhead strap for extra security. It's comfy on the head and easy to adjust, but the plastic against the forehead could get a bit sweaty in hot weather. It's waterproof to IPX6, which is really good for heavy rain. Max power is 240 lumens over 115 meters for 5 hours, which is great. And the medium setting of 105 lumens is a useful backup for easier paths and roads. There's also a low lumen mode of 20 lumens and a strobe mode as well. The Alpkit Viper also boasts a light sensor, which automatically adjusts the brightness level according to how light it is around you. So you get the main beam in the dark and a side light for brighter conditions. This is good, but the sensor might not be 100% accurate 100% of the time, in which case you can simply turn it off, which is great. Batteries are 3 AAAs only, and awesomely, Alpkit have a really good sense of their impact on the planet, so much respect there to Alpkit. So the verdict, £25 is a great price for a highly waterproof head torch from a brand with a good ethical and environmental conscience. It's bright enough for easy trails and lasts a long time. The Alpkit Viper is a fantastic value option if you're happy with using only AAA batteries. The Decathlon Everdict On-Trail 250 headlamp again costs a very tiny £25 and weighs a little on the heavier side at 107 grams. The headband is comfy and easy to adjust, but there's plastic against the forehead, which isn't as comfy as a fabric headband. It's waterproof enough for moderate showers with an IPX4 rating. Max power is 250 lumens over 85 meters for 4.5 hours, which is very good. And the medium setting is 120, good for easy paths and roads. And there's an emergency setting of 60 lumens as well. But the tiny lamp has a limited range of motion through just 3 angles. And the small button makes it a bit trickier to operate. Battery is rechargeable only. It's quite large on the back of the head. I thought these 2 strap holder prongs would be uncomfortable, but actually it feels fine. There's also a constant or flashing red LED on the back for road safety. You can also turn it off, and ingeniously, this doubles up as a charge status indicator when it's plugged in, so that's a really nice touch. You can also still use the head torch while charging it via a portable battery pack as well. So, the verdict. The Decathlon Everdict On-Trail 250 delivers a lot of light for its £25 price, but it's slightly heavier, harder to press the on-off button, and you have a battery on the back of your head. I prefer a lightweight head torch to be at the front, so you don't have to worry about where to put your ponytail, but the advantage of that is that red flashing light at the rear if you need that for road safety. The Life Systems Intensity 280 head torch is £30 and fairly light at 89 grams. It's comfy, easy to adjust, and very waterproof with an IPX6 rating, which is good for torrential rain. The on-off button is really large and easy to use with gloves and cold hands. The maximum setting is a very usable 280 lumens with a 90 meter beam for a nice long 5.5 hours, and it has an 80 lumen medium setting, usable for running slowly or walking on easy trails. There's a 6 lumen emergency setting, so not very bright, but lasts for nearly 6 days. There's also a red light and a strobe as well. So unlike any of the other head torches in this test, the Life Systems Intensity 280 has an SOS setting in Morse code, which could save your life one day. Battery is rechargeable only, and you can recharge it while the light is on. There's also a handy charge status light at the side as well. Verdict. I like the Life Systems Intensity 280. It's very waterproof with a good level of brightness and burn time for trails. It feels good quality and it's easy to use. So for only £30, this is a great value option if you're happy with charging via USB only. The LED Lenser Neo 3 is slightly more, £35, and weighs a little on the heavy side at 102 grams. Comfy, easy to adjust, but a wider headband would be even comfier, and the silicone forehead pad can feel a little bit sweaty in warmer weather. It's rated IP54, so it's good for light rain but not torrential downpours. Maximum brightness is 400 lumens with an 80 meter beam, but note this is the boost mode for just 10 seconds, after which it dims back to the high power setting of 200 lumens over 60 meters for 3 hours. There's also a very usable medium power setting of 100 lumens and low power is 20 lumens. So the 400 lumen boost is good for a quick look at more difficult terrain or spotting a style or navigational feature up ahead, but you do have to double click the on off button to access this setting, which can be a little fiddly, especially with gloves on because it's a little bit stiff and small on this tiny lamp here up front. The lamp is so tiny because the Neo 3 battery pack is at the rear, so this does give you a flashing red light behind you for road safety, but slightly annoyingly, you can't turn it off. You're always flashing. The Neo 3 is powered by 3 AAAs only, and there's a useful battery life indicator on the top of the head torch as well. So with the flashing rear light, the LED Lenser Neo 3 is worth considering if you run on busy roads to get to your trails. The 400 lumen boost is also really useful, but for the same price, you could get a 300 lumen lighter, more waterproof head torch that burns for longer with a larger on-off button that's easier to use. The Silver Terra Scout X is £35 and weighs a nice light 80 grams. It's very comfy and easy to adjust, and it's IPX5 rated, so great for heavy rain. So excitingly, it's made from hemp and recycled plastics, which have a lower carbon footprint. So that's a big thumbs up for Silver's eco credentials. The maximum setting is a very bright, runnable 300 lumens with a golden sun-like beam over 50 meters for 5.5 to 6 hours. There's no middle setting, and low power is 50 lumens for 32 hours, which is good for slow running or walking on easy paths. There's also a red light option too. The Terra Scout X uses 3 AAAs, but for £28, you can buy Silver's hybrid rechargeable battery, making the head torch 10 grams lighter at only 70 grams. The hybrid battery increases the maximum brightness to 350 lumens over 65 meters, but for 2 to 3 hours less with a burn time of 3 hours. So it's great that you can use either battery type, but I found it really hard to get the hybrid battery back out again. Had to give it a bang on the table, which is not ideal. So I'll put a thread or a ribbon in next time to make that easier. The torch also does make a very, very tiny high-pitched noise that I can still hear while it's on my head in the office. But when I'm outside and running, I cannot. I do have supersonic hearing, so I'm not sure this is going to affect many people. I've just never, ever heard any head torch make a noise before, so I thought I'd mention it. So the verdict, the Silver Terra Scout X is a great lightweight head torch for those trail runners who want a powerful, natural-looking light that's waterproof enough for all weathers with a large on-off button and also fantastic eco credentials. If that hybrid battery just slid out a little bit easier, this would be one of my favorite head torches. The Petzl Ticker is £35 and weighs a fairly light 92 grams. It's comfy, easy to adjust with reflective details on the strap and an IPX4 rating, which is fine for moderate to heavy rain. It's the brightest in this test at 350 lumens over 70 meters for 2 hours. The medium setting is a fully usable 100 lumens and the emergency mode of 7 lumens is very low, but lasts for 4.5 days. There's also a red constant and strobe mode. And there's a green glow around the LED once it's off, and that shows you the battery life status, glowing red if it's running low. You can also insert Petzl's rechargeable core battery into the ticker. This costs £30 and reduces the weight by 10 grams to 82 grams, boosts the maximum brightness by an impressive 100 lumens to 450 lumens over 75 meters for the same time of 2 hours. The little white drawstring bag for ambient light at camp is also a nice touch. The battery housing is a little bit fiddly to use because you turn it and pull it out on this rotating axle, and it's a little bit tricky to get it back in again. I kept pressing the on button and blinding myself. You have to turn it the right way or it can get lopsided. But once you've got the knack, it's fine. Oh, I've done it now. Oh, damn it. I've done it wrong again. All right, here we go. There, it's fine. The other thing about all the Petzl head torches I've ever used, including this one, is that you scroll through the light modes, like low, medium, and high, and then the next click is off, rather than just cycling through the light modes again and again. I'm not as much of a fan of this because it leaves you in the dark mid-run when you just wanted to change the lighting mode. So I personally prefer what Silver, Fenix, and Life Systems use, which is a 2-second hold to turn the light off. Verdict. So the Petzl Ticker is a really good head torch. It's light, very, very bright, easy to use with a large on-off button and lasts well for shorter runs. And it has the option to use those 2 battery types as well. So if Ticker used a 2-second hold to turn off the light, then this would actually be the perfect head torch for me. The Black Diamond Astro 300R is £35 and weighs a tiny 75 grams. It's comfy on the head and easy to adjust. The strap's made from recycled Reprieve fabric with reflective logos for road safety. The Astro R is water resistant enough for moderate rain with an IPX4 rating. Max powers 300 lumens over 55 meters for 6 hours. And the middle setting is a very useful 150 lumens for easy paths. And emergency power is low with 6 lumens for nearly 6 days. Uniquely, the Astro has a dimmer option when you hold down the on-off button. This does sound like a nice idea, but while running, I found it actually takes more energy to keep your hand up there and pressing down rather than just clicking through 3 well-proportioned and pre-programmed lighting modes. However, the head torch does remember the last lighting mode that you were on, and it uses the exact same one next time, which is handy. Other useful features include a lock mode and a battery status indicator. Battery is rechargeable only, and it still works when plugged into a portable battery pack as well. So the verdict, the Black Diamond Astro 300R is a really good bright head torch at a tiny weight and pack size. I prefer 3 brightness settings to the dimmer mode, but some runners will really love this feature for personalizing their brightness mode on the fly. The Nog Bandicoot Run 250 headlamp is slightly higher in price at £40, but weighs a teeny tiny 56 grams, which is the lightest here by far. It also wins the prize for the most unusual design, with this bendy silicone strap and simple rear adjuster. It's comfy, despite looking like a jellyfish from the deep has slapped itself across your forehead, and it's super waterproof at IP67. Unfortunately, the 2 buttons on the top here are quite small to locate quickly with numb fingers or with gloves on, and I found there were just too many light settings. It was confusing, but then I worked out why. The instructions are actually incorrect. So, instructions say click button 1 to scroll through the modes, listing them below as combo, spot, ambient, red light, and reading. Then it says click button 2 to access max, high, medium, and low settings for each of these modes. Already confused. However, what you actually scroll through on pressing button 1 is spot, ambient, red light, and reading. Combo turns out to be the boost mode, I think, for which you must double click button 1. Confused yet? Me too. So combo mode or boost mode is 250 lumens over 40 meters for 8 hours. This sounds like a long time, but if you read the instructions carefully, it does say that the light on all modes dims slowly to extend runtime. It says to click button 1 again to boost you back up to the full lumens if things get too dim. There's also actually no option to swivel the angle of the beam in the Bandicoot. It's just at that one fixed level all the time. Double clicking button 2 is cool as you get halo mode, which is a red light shining out through each side of the translucent strap for safety on roads. Charging is also unusual because you take the lamp out of the silicone headband and plug it directly into the USB slot. This means there's no wires to lose or forget, but it also means you can't use it while charging. However, there is a handy charge status light and lock mode to help preserve battery life. The Bandicoot Run 250 is also compatible with the Nog ModeMaker app, which allows you to customize the light modes on your computer. This is great for runners who want full control, but I just want to go running. Sorry, Nog. So the verdict, the Nog Bandicoot Run 250 is so light and so futuristic looking, but it is trickier to use with those 2 small buttons, the incorrect instructions, and not quite as long a beam length as the others here. But it is a cool style. If you want something a bit more unusual, it does work. The Fenix HM23 is again slightly higher in price at £40, but it's fully submersible to 2 meters in depth and weighs a light 83 grams. The reflective mesh headband is really comfy and easy to adjust to. The lamp swivels through 180 degrees and its contoured rubber backing makes it one of the comfiest and most stable in this test. Max powers 240 lumens over 53 meters for 8 hours, but Fenix clearly state that this includes output at reduced levels as the battery fades. Medium is 70 lumens, usable on clear nights and roads, and low is very low at 4 lumens, but for 4 days. It takes 1 AA battery, which is easily unscrewed and replaced, and the on-off button is large and easy to use with gloves and cold hands. The casing feels really bomb-proof too, so if you're a bit of a butterfingers, the Fenix HM23 is a great shout, and the spare O-ring is a really nice touch too. So the verdict, this is a highly durable waterproof head torch, and it will be really useful for those running a lot in the rain, where it'll be worth a little bit of extra spend to guarantee a fully working, super comfortable head torch for years. It's also really nice having that on-off button on the side here on the Fenix, because a lot of the smaller head torches put the button on the top, and then when you press it down, you have to make sure that you don't move the head torch at the same time up and down. But if it's on the side, there's no movement at all in the angle of your light and your beam. So I hope my review of budget head torches for running was useful. A comparison table will pop up at the end, so check that out too. And I'm interested to know, which one will you go for, or have you got a good one already? So let me know in the comments below. Links to buy are also in the film description below, plus links to all my other head torch reviews as well, so do check them out. And remember to like and subscribe to Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel to support the channel, and hit the super thanks button if you found this helpful. Buy my book, The Ultimate Trail Running Handbook, here, or support me on Patreon for the chance to win over £400 worth of trail running goodies every single month. So thanks for watching, and I will see you on the nighttime trails, possibly wearing one of these. This film is sponsored by Innovate. Their new Trailfly Ultra G280 trail running shoe has a nitrogen-infused midsole for more bounce underfoot and graphene grip for great traction. Fly with boundless energy this winter. This film is sponsored by Bridgedale. Their storm socks are 100% waterproof, windproof, breathable, durable, and available in 3 levels of cushioning and warmth, making them the ideal choice for wet, muddy trail running this winter. Bridgedale, little things matter.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.